According to the Journal Sentinel column, the map was reportedly crafted by Republican Congressman Paul Ryan to remove three Democratic strongholds from the district: Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Chippewa Falls, which is in the backyard of Duffy's opponent, former state senator Pat Kreitlow.
It takes out thousands of friends and neighbors of mine, leaves my house in the 7th district. They were cynical enough to also take out Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point, cities that have been in the same congressional district for exactly 100 years.
The Democratic strongholds are replaced by Republican St. Croix County. Former 7th District Republican congressional candidate Kevin Hermaning says the district's boundaries needed to be redrawn because of population shifts, and with Republicans in power, it's not surprising that they would be redrawn to the party's advantage.
This is what parties do all the time. I didn't see Pat Kreitlow objecting to some of the changes that protected his former Senate seat in prior elections.
Hermaning notes that the new map takes part of the district out of the Wausau television market, which will force Kreitlow to spend more on advertising.
There isn't going to be the common media ability of political figures to get the kind of attention that they believe they need, and it's going to require campaigns to get a little bit more expensive.
Kreitlow says the new map shows that Duffy is in trouble because of his vote for the Paul Ryan budget.
John Duffy can run, but he can't hide. A bad redistricting map is not going to save Sean Duffy from votes to destroy Medicare as we know it.
Congressman Duffy did not return our phone calls or emails in time for this story. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.